Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to start off by asking you, even though the new year has started, can people sign up to join the Harford County Chamber of Commerce today if they wanted?
Yes, now is as good a time as ever. Really a great time to join the chamber, become a member. Your business or organization really benefit from the resources that we're providing, especially now at this time.
And the best way to get started is just to go directly to your website?
Yes, head over to harfordchamber.org, and there's a green button at the top that says Join Us. You can click that button and fill out our membership application, or you can reach out if you have any questions to our Vice President Heather Murphy here at the Chamber.
All right, and to make that link easier to get access to, if you go to our Facebook page, we posted a link to get you to that direct website and your actual Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So what's going on with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate?
Well, we're still rocking and rolling with our networking events. We have every third Wednesday of the month, we have our Coffee and Connections, and that is a free event to attend. It's just a fun, get to know each other, network a little bit, and we do some trivia sometimes. It's open to any business owner or professional that does business in Harford County. And again, you can head over to harfordchamber.org to register for those.
Okay.
As well as most Fridays at 4 p.m., we have a happy hour with Heather. And that's some fun trivia, kind of just unwinding at the end of the week at 4 p.m. on Fridays. And that's a free event as well.
They can just sign on?
You will want to register because that virtual meeting link is in your registration confirmation.
So people just need to register for that, free to do so. And that's free for the chamber members, right?
Yes.
So you have that going on. And then I heard there's an event coming up in February, right?
Yes, we are excited about our Health in Harford event coming up on February 9th at 9 a.m. We're going to hear from some of the professionals over at Upper Chesapeake Hospital System. They're going to let us know what's going on locally with all of the, you know, COVID and health issues going on and what to expect this year with that.
When is that happening, Kate?
February 9th at 9 a.m. And that is a free event. Anyone can attend. You're just going to want to make sure you register so you get that online meeting link.
And they can get that link directly on your website, like you said?
Yeah.
So you can just go directly to your website, harfordchamber.org. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. All right. Well, Kate Rodriguez, the marketing and communication specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you.
And my actual first guest this morning is newly appointed president of Harford Community College. I have Dr. Teresa Felder on the phone. Dr. Felder, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Justin.
Hey, Dr. Felder, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Happy to be with you and share about all the good work we're doing at the college.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and congratulations. First of all, you were just appointed president of Harford Community College, right?
That is correct. I started January 1st of this year.
Wow. That's a big honor. And of course, when you joined, Harford Community College is part of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We have a long and proud standing relationship with the chamber. We've been a member of the chamber since 1984.
Wow.
So we are proud of that relationship and partnership that we have with the chamber, and happy to be a part of the great work that you do.
So even if a business is starting out or been in business for a while, you'd recommend them, Dr. Felder, to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. I have a longstanding relationship with the chamber prior to coming to Harford Community College. I've served on the board of the chamber, and I know the great work that chambers do to help with workforce development and economic development. I recommend the chamber to all businesses.
And like I said earlier today, if you want more information about the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, you can go directly to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the actual Facebook page for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce and their actual website, harfordchamber.org. And when you go to our Facebook page and click on that link, they'll have access to your stuff. And so the college's simple website is harford.edu. And so, Dr. Felder, now that you're in charge, it's kind of a crazy year right now to be taking over, don't you think?
Yes, it is a bit of a challenge to start during a pandemic. That is for sure. But I'm working with the college to move. Obviously, as the vaccination is rolling out, we're very, very hopeful that in the near future, we will start to get back to what would be normal. And that's more students on our campus taking face-to-face courses. So we're very hopeful. Our students are anxious to get back, and our employees want to be back together again. So we're looking forward to the time when that happens.
So how is the Hartford Community College handling COVID during this time now?
We are mainly virtual, so our students are taking most of their courses online unless there's a component in the course that requires face-to-face. And if that is the case, we do have students that are taking some of their science courses or science labs, or our nursing students that meet, but they are in their masks, they're socially distant, they're following all the safety protocols. But as I said, we want more and more of our students back on campus, so we're really looking forward to when that happens and we can have a thriving campus again.
Absolutely. So is it too late now for this year for people to sign up, Dr. Felder?
No, actually, we started our semester on Monday, January 25th. The spring semester started. So I want to emphasize, we are not closed as a college. We are still running classes. Students have the opportunity. Still, we have another term that will start as well. So students may still have an opportunity if they're still interested in the spring semester. But we will have a summer semester and a fall semester that we will start registration for as well in the near future. So if students have any questions or they're interested in seeing what we're doing, as you mentioned already, they can go to our website, hartford.edu.
And like I said, also, yeah, to make it easier, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So with those thinking about either going back to college or going to school for the first time, obviously paying for it is very tough for most. Paying for college in general is tough, Dr. Felder. And now during these times, it's even tougher. So are there ways for the students to get some help, I guess, or different ways to maybe get some assistance with the college?
Sure. Yes. So you're right, Justin. As students contemplate coming to college, the financial part of it is always a concern. So there are a number of things. Of course, the FAFSA, the federal aid application, is available, and many students will qualify for federal aid to assist with their college studies. But we also have, as a result of the pandemic, we also have access for students to additional funds. One example is the governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund that the governor gave community colleges $10 million to assist with families and students who were impacted by the pandemic. And those funds are used to get folks back to work that might be unemployed as a result of the pandemic. Can also be used for folks that may be underemployed. They're in entry-level positions. So they can get scholarship money, textbook money to cover programs like additive manufacturing and welding, our cybersecurity program, CNA, which is our certified nurse's assistant. So programs that have job openings available, we have funding to help with paying for the expenses related to that. So that's very exciting. We also have some initiatives down in our Edgewood area. We recently received $1.5 million gift from the Ratcliffe Foundation, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
We're very grateful for those additional funds. We've been doing work down in Edgewood, working with the public library system to hold classes there. With this additional funding, we're moving into phase two, where we're working with the Boys and Girls Club to kind of renovate some of the space, and we'll be able to offer some of the skilled construction trade training, again, more manufacturing, warehouse distribution, logistics, forklift training. So those, again, are in-demand jobs that we can now train on-site. We're taking the training closer to Edgewood so they can do it right there at the Boys and Girls Club. And that's exciting because that's going to lead to more employment opportunities.
Absolutely. So you guys are expanding. Where is the college located, by the way, Dr. Felder, for those who might not know?
We are in Bel Air. The main campus is in Bel Air. We have a beautiful campus where we offer over 80 academic programs. It really has grown so much over the last several years, and the campus here has a lot to offer. But again, for those that were in the Edgewood kind of Route 40 corridor, had difficulty for some students to get here, we're excited that we're taking training closer to them and taking education closer to them.
You guys are really helping the community, and you're helping everyone kind of move forward, right, from the past.
That's correct. Yeah. During this time of recovery from the pandemic, the community colleges really play a key role because we have programs that can get individuals back to work and quickly. So not only do we have two-year degrees, but we have short-term credentials where a student in a matter of months can gain a skill to make them more marketable. So I do see the community colleges being key and for the economic recovery following this pandemic.
And again, everyone can find out more information directly on the website, harford.edu. And there's more information about you since you're new with it. You were just appointed president of the Harford Community College, which congratulations once again, Dr. Felder.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And again, more information about the college, you can go directly to the website, or to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff. For more information...
And again, I really am excited about working with Harford County Chamber of Commerce and all the great work that you do. I'm excited to be in Harford County and working as the president of Harford Community College. And I'm just looking forward to making an even greater impact in the county, providing resources for the citizens here and creating the ability for families to be more upwardly mobile as they increase their education and training. So thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about the college and the great things that we're doing and will do in the future.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to call in, Dr. Felder, and congratulations once again, and good luck with the new role as being president of Harford Community College. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
Take care, Dr. Felder. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the Business Solutions Consultant for GTB. Mark Moore is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second and final guest this morning is the Business Solutions Consultant for GTB. I have Mark Moore on the phone. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today so far?
Good.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes.
And about how long have you been with them, Mark?
Probably about 12 years.
Okay. And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to a business that's been around for that long or just starting up to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I definitely would. We've had a good partnership with the Chamber for, like I say, at least 12 years. We are a cost savings program member, and we've been very successful with the members of the Chamber.
It's a nice way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
Yes, the Chamber's been very good over the years. Before the pandemic, their meetings and networking events were wonderful, and I made a lot of new contacts. It's been very beneficial to GTB. We're still meeting virtually, not quite the same, but we've done a lot of business with the Chamber members over the years.
So it's definitely something worth checking out. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we're going to have a direct link to get you to that actual website and their actual Facebook page. When they click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff, which is simply gtb.net. Right, Mark?
That's correct.
And so for those who might not have heard of GTB, can you explain what that is and what you guys offer?
Yes. GTB is a 28-year-old internet and telecommunications company headquartered in Owings Mills with about 45 employees. We provide internet access, voice services, phone systems, cybersecurity systems, pretty much anything on the voice and data side, more geared to small to medium businesses. We're local, and our people are local, and we're much better to deal with than the big guys, if you know what I mean. So that's the benefit of GTB, being local, and our service is much better than the larger internet-based companies.
And what areas do you service?
We service the Mid-Atlantic area, mainly Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C. is our service area, but we can service any place in the country as long as they have an internet connection. Our systems all run over an internet-based circuit, so whether we provide it or they have it via an AT&T, Comcast, Verizon circuit, we can provide service anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, actually. But if we provide equipment and phone systems, obviously we want them local here so we can service and support them. So.
And you guys are behind the big 5G movement, right, that's getting ready to swing out?
Yes, we're doing that. Most of our services are office-based, but with the pandemic, we've moved to a lot of service where people are using soft phones, where they can use their smartphone and conduct business, and it looks like they're in their office at their desk, whether they're on vacation or at the beach. All their calls are showing their business number, and you know, people are not aware where you actually are. For people who work remotely at home, on the road, we've been very successful. It's an application called MaxUC that runs on your soft phone, your smartphone, and also on your desktop. You can make calls from your desktop with a microphone, and so it's been very successful. A lot of people, you don't have to take one of our phones home from the office. You can just use your smartphone and conduct business just like you were at the office.
So if a small business is listening and they're saying, well, we have a phone that works, why would they reach out to you for your business phone solutions that you offer?
Only because it depends on what kind of system they have. It could be an older system where they're running off a private switch or a private PBX, a public branch exchange, where they have their own piece of equipment on the premise. Our system is remote, okay? It's done technically in the cloud, so it's a hosted solution where you don't have to buy any equipment, okay? We give you the phones to use as part of the service, so there's no cash outlay. It's all operating expense, no capital expenditure. So people may want to upgrade their phones and get the capability of running voice over internet. It's known as VoIP, voice over internet protocol, and it's what people have been going to over the last 15 years. It's not brand new technology, but a lot of people still have older phone systems and PBXs and switches. So people would want to upgrade their phone system, get the newer technology where the phones are answered in the cloud. You don't have to buy equipment. You don't have to maintain equipment. And it's a much easier way to transition into something. It's basically a monthly service cost. It includes the phones. There's no capital expenditure or outlay of cash.
And you guys also offer the internet, right? They can actually get the internet through you guys.
Yes. Yes, we offer internet. And that's another thing. People are moving. A lot of the copper systems that are in service, T1 services and things like that, are being eliminated by Verizon. The state of Maryland, the FCC, has given them the authority. Verizon wants to close down all the copper services. So we're moving to a lot of fiber services. So some of the fiber services could be Fios connection via Verizon or a piece of dedicated fiber. So we're helping companies transition. So people that are in areas where maybe they don't have a lot of access to fiber, we may be able to help them get fiber to their building. So that's another trend. Copper is going away and it's being closed down. So if people have issues, copper is not like fiber. It cannot run underwater. It cannot run next to high voltage like fiber can. So, but that's another reason people are looking to us, is to try to get better internet as far as the quality of the circuit.
When they get the internet, they are protected because of all potential cybersecurity attacks that could happen, all that. You guys are on the lookout to protect their business and information, right?
Yes, we have an option for cybersecurity, firewalls, malware prevention, things like that. It's usually an add-on service for our phone systems and our internet access, but we do provide all that. You know, once again, you can go to our website, gtb.net, and it has a breakdown of all the product offerings.
So that's the best way to get started. Go directly to the website, gtb.net?
Yes, or you could email us, sales@gtb.net. We also offer a free consultation, a free assessment. So if any of the members would be interested in us, it takes about 15 minutes. We used to do them in person. Now it depends on the customer. We can come out to your office or we can just do it over the phone. But we'll give a free assessment to see if there's any ways that we can improve your service or possibly save you some money. But it's a free assessment we do through the chamber. Once again, they can call us 877-CALL-GTB. Or they can just send us an email, sales@gtb.net.
And again, like you said, that link is gtb.net. And like I said, just go to our page on Facebook to make it simple, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. When they go to the website, they can see different success stories you guys have had, correct?
Yes, we have a number of videos and current customers using our services broken down by education, retail, manufacturing, all different types of companies. Our product crosses all lines. We have doctors, lawyers, CPAs. The service is able to be used by almost any type company. So we have some small people working out of their homes with 3 phones, and we have customers with 100 to 200 phones. So the nice thing about the service is you can just add phones, and you don't have to buy any other equipment. You just add basically called voice over IP seats, and it's very easy to grow. So that's how people can expand. Like I said, we have real estate and insurance companies working out of a home with 3 phones, and then we have large companies with 100, 200 phones, all using the same service.
And you guys have special offers sometimes for new and existing customers, correct?
Right. Yeah. Well, with the chamber members, our costs savings program, we do a couple things. First, we give the customer, the member, the best pricing, like it'd be our 5-year pricing, but we only ask for a 3-year commitment. Mm. We also do free on-site training and installation. And like I said, up until the pandemic, we were doing everything on site. And now, depending on the customer, we have remote training, but things included for the chamber members. There's no extra charges for training or installation.
So if someone's listening right now, Mark, and they want to get in touch with you, when are you normally open? Like, with today being Saturday, are, like, is someone around to answer their call right now, or should they wait till Monday?
Yes. You can always call our customer care office. It's our main number, the 877-CALL-GTB, or locally, 410-581-4833, option 2, and you'll get somebody, or you'll be able to leave a voicemail. You can also reach customer service at CUSTSERVICE, customservice@gtb.net, and leave an email. So, yes, we're available 24/7. Like I said, if nobody answers the phone, you'll have a voicemail left or an email, and somebody will respond.
All right. So go directly to the website, and on the website, they can get a free quote, right?
Yes. Like I said, that's part of the free assessment. It takes about 15 minutes. It's a few questions. And then, like I say, we can give you a free quote. And two things we're looking for is to improve your service or save money. If we can't do either, then we leave you alone after 15 minutes. So it's real simple.
So go directly to their website, gtb.net, or to make it even easier, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have that direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. Well, Mark Moore, the business solutions consultant for GTB, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
All right. Listen, thank you, Justin. You have a good day.
You as well. Take care, Mark. Thanks again.
Bye.
And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.